And Matt Schaefer-Powell joins us here in the studio. Thanks for being here, Matt.
You bet.
During the 80s and 90s, we used to hear a lot about crack babies. How is neonatal abstinence syndrome different?
Well, one of the biggest differences is that a lot of crack babies are born premature and have developmental issues because of that. And those issues can be fatal. Now, in the piece you hear Carla Saunders say, the babies with NAS aren't generally dying. And that's true. Most emerge from detox in relatively good shape. But as Carla also points out, they're miserable when they're going through the withdrawal process.
What happens when those babies go home from the hospital?
Well, part of the program at East Tennessee Children's Hospital involves helping mothers make that transition, but there are no guarantees. Here's John Buckheit, one of the neonatologists at Children's.
We can have a baby here for 2 months and do everything great, and yes, we're sending you home, and that's exciting, but if we're sending you home into a disaster, then we've not really done anything great for that baby. We've got to address that piece as well.
How about the mothers? I mean, can doctors or social workers get them to stop abusing at least until the baby's born?
Well, first, we're talking about a very powerful addiction. But for a lot of these moms, substance abuse is just one of their issues. Rachel Cooper Ross runs a program in Oak Ridge called MIST that helps guide addicted moms through pregnancy and childbirth.
It's so complex. They're often homeless. They're often in very unstable relationships with the partners also using. And then their resources, they don't have jobs. Some of them have involvement in the legal system. And so it's like this complex problem where they just don't fit into typical treatment models.
And to complicate things even more, in some cases, going cold turkey while you're pregnant is a bad idea. It can actually be more harmful to the baby long term as opposed to having a qualified doctor guide it through detox once it's born.
So what happens down the road for these babies? Will they develop problems later?
Well, that's an important question. And the problem is we really don't know the answer. That's because NAS is a relatively new phenomenon, at least to the degree we're experiencing it right now. Eventually, someone will be able to do a long-term study, but right now, a lot of those babies who were born with NAS are still quite young, and we don't know.
In that piece, you talk about how much NAS has increased in recent years. Statistically, how much of a problem is prescription drug abuse in general here in East Tennessee?
That's actually a more difficult question to answer than you might think. One of the big reasons is that we're talking about legal drugs here, as opposed to so-called street drugs like crack or heroin or meth. Unlike crack, heroin, or meth, you have a lot of people using them legally because they have legitimate pain issues. And then you also have some people who are getting it legally but abusing it. So it's been a real challenge.
So we have no idea how many people are actually using painkillers.
Well, there are some ways to track it. But as of yet, you're right, we're still trying to figure out how to compile all of this data into some meaningful form. For instance, we can look at emergency room visits, rehab admissions, court records, and the number of painkillers being prescribed in Tennessee. Now, Karen Pershing of the Metropolitan Drug Commission tells me the sheer volume of prescriptions indicates how widespread the problem is. On average, each year, doctors prescribe 51 hydrocodone for every single Tennessean over the age of 11.
It's an epidemic. I mean, it has been classified as a public health epidemic. It's our tsunami of today is what I call it, but it's the tsunami people can't see.
The piece we just heard is one part of a three-part series on how prescription drugs are affecting East Tennessee families. What's next?
Well, tomorrow we'll meet a woman named Katie Baker, who was raised alone by her mother. Her mother was a pharmacist who was addicted to prescription drugs. Katie has a really compelling story to tell.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Chrissy.